At CFM, Lee and Jess for breakfast, the local dance on tomorrow at La Trobe with the Dockers take on the Magpies.
Yeah, the NWFL Grand Final.
NWFL President Andrew Richardson is with us now. Good morning, mate.
Morning, Lee. How are you?
Good. Couple of last-minute injuries deeming people not being able to partake in the big game tomorrow.
Yeah, very disappointing for Josh Gale and the others that have missed out. It's the one game of the year that you don't probably want to miss.
Yeah, exactly. But look, we got here, we made it. It was definitely an unconventional year. Massive shout out to you guys. I can imagine that this would have taken some organising behind the scenes, bit of cooperation from all of the clubs involved in order to make it as easy as possible, not only for the players, but for the spectators.
Yeah, look, exactly. It's been a difficult year, but I think credit goes to all of the clubs because they've been very, very good in their COVID restrictions. And a big thank you goes out to the public and the supporters that have turned up and supported their clubs, because it could have been a very, very difficult year if we didn't get that support. So overall, it's turned out to be quite a successful year, and we're all very appreciative of that.
Ian Wotherspoon's not happy with the crowd restrictions, though.
Oh, I don't think any of us are happy with the crowd restrictions. But
he's not alone.
It's better than the 500 we had 2 weeks ago. We've doubled it. Unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of people that are not going to be able to go tomorrow, which is a fully ticketed event, and they've all been sold. If you haven't got a ticket, you can't get in, which is disappointing for us, because we know that there'd be more than 1,000 people want to be at La Trobe tomorrow.
Right. Yeah. Let's talk about the teams. Are they up to shape? Are they up to the big game tomorrow? Who do you reckon is going to take home the trophy?
Yeah, good question, isn't it? Look, they're both very strong teams, and they're both playing pretty good footy at this time of the year. Bernie's been ahead of the game all year. Haven't been defeated, so I'm going to stick with Bernie. I think that they'll probably get over the line, but I would not be surprised at all if Devonport's pushing them and gets over the line. So it could be a very, very interesting game.
And, of course, the reserves play. These are being spread out at different ovals this time around, aren't they?
They are, so that we can maximise our crowd. And again, we're sold out at Ulverston for the reserves on Saturday at 11 o'clock. So, again, that's pleasing that there's 1,000 people that want to go and watch our reserves play. And our under-18s play tonight at 6:30 at Penguin, and that's pretty much a sellout as well. So, very, very interesting it's not interesting, it's very, very encouraging that we're getting that support.
It is, absolutely, because I guess you wouldn't have really sort of known prior to now, not having to pre-sell tickets, what kind of numbers you're expecting to get, and the fact that you sold out, and are probably now turning people away. It is encouraging.
It is encouraging, yeah. It's disappointing in the same breath, but it is encouraging. As you said, we were unaware of what support we would get, but we thought splitting them over the three venues was probably our best bet to actually give everybody or people a chance to go and watch the team that they wanted to watch.
Right. Well, I'm guessing you want to button it up for the year and a bit of optimism for 2021. Already Josh Holland stepping back from East Devonport.
Yeah, and I can understand Josh's point of view, and it always gets difficult, when you've got a young family and you're putting a lot of time into your football. Hopefully there's someone that steps up at East Devonport, or there's someone from outside that comes in and takes over at East Devonport and gets them to climb the ladder.
It's hard to pinpoint how next year's going to look already, isn't it?
It is, because we're still expecting that COVID restrictions in some way will be in force next year, which sort of also throws that curveball in there as well. So, yeah, very interesting.
Well, hopefully everyone's nice and organised. There's, as you say, tickets to the big one are now sold out. What's the ground going to be like underfoot after yesterday's weather?
The Trobe Oval will come up very, very well. I was there yesterday and there was a fair bit of water laying on it, but it drains away very, very well. So if we... By 2:30 tomorrow afternoon, we'll be well and truly clear of any water.
Take your floaties just in case.
I don't need them.
Andrew, mate, thank you for your time this morning. And again, we're happy to be a part of the NWFL in 2020 and, of course, moving forward into next year as well.
Thank you, and thank you for your support.
Good on you, mate. And may the best team win tomorrow. It's CFM's Lee and Jess.